The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. So let's break down those second quarter GDP numbers for Singapore out this morning. Just to recap the headline figures, quite a big disappointment. So Q2 GDP coming in flat, rising by only 0.1% year on year, far below market projections of 1.1%. And quarter on quarter, we are seeing a drop of 3.4%. So big question now, are we on track for a technical recession? To help us out with the bigger picture, we've got Jonathan Koh. He is the Asia economist at Standard Chartered. TGIF, Jonathan.
Hi, Ryan.
Happy Friday, but not so good numbers we are getting this morning, Jonathan. Walk us through the initial take. How much of a surprise is this for you? I think you were looking out for an estimate of 0.9%.
Yes, correct. So, I mean, the weak print itself was not exactly a surprise given the weaker growth sentiment, but I think the extent of weakness was a surprise. So we ourselves were already expecting a 0.2% negative Q-on-Q SAR contraction, but I mean, came in much worse than expected at negative 3.4. And also, it's also much worse than the lowest forecast from economists, which was negative 0.7. And also, this 0.1% year-on-year is also the lowest in almost a decade. So that's pretty much. I think the weakness is more than we expected.
Okay, let's go into more detail into the sectors. So walk us through what's going on with the manufacturing sector. We are seeing a big drop of 3.8%. What's driving this drop?
I think the manufacturing sector faces a few headwinds. Firstly, of course, it's a slower global growth. So when you're slower global growth, naturally slower global demand as well. So that affects the manufacturing sector, given that we are more externally dependent for the manufacturing sector. The other factor that is affecting it is also the cyclical downturn in the electronics global IT industry. So, I mean, if you look at the 2017 to first half of 2018, I think the electronics sector, as well as the precision engineering cluster, had actually pretty good run, and so I think now it's undergoing some sort of a cyclical downturn. So these two headwinds, softer external demand as well as a cyclical downturn in the global IT industry, weight on electronics, and also the trade war may have also further exacerbated the slowdown in the electronic cycle as well.
Jonathan Koh, Asia economist from Standard Chartered, helping us to break down the second quarter numbers out this morning for Singapore. Jonathan, we are looking at quite a few, I guess, negative, disappointing numbers. Do you see any bright spots out of this data today?
I would say that the one thing we have to take a note, the year-on-year numbers being soft, we have to note that comes off a pretty high base effect. So, I mean, if you look at H1 growth last year, it was 4.6 and 4.2%. So, naturally, your year-on-year this year faces a high base effect. That's the first thing. In terms of sectoral bright spots, I think the construction sector is still on a gradual recovery at the moment. So, I mean, it's still supported by public sector construction. So, it's a second consecutive quarter of so-called year-on-year increase. So, that's also a slight bright spot there as well.
Now, what's your take on the services industry? We don't seem to be getting any big moves from there. It's still 1.2% unchanged from the previous quarter.
Yes, so I think ultimately Singapore is, while services may be slightly more domestic-driven rather than compared to manufacturing, I think ultimately, given that we are a very small and open economy, we are still very exposed to the global slowdown. And so services has also not been able to support that much. In fact, this 1.2%, like you correctly mentioned as well, is I think the slowest since 2009.
Jonathan, just to get your take, with the trade wars hanging in the background, we are getting some progress, it seems, with the US and China resuming trade talks. So on the horizon, do you see things getting better, or what's the outlook like? Are we on track for a technical recession now because numbers are worse than expected and you are seeing quarter on quarter a 3.4% drop? What's going to happen in the third quarter?
Sure. On the trade war, which you mentioned, there was some sort of truce being agreed at the G20 last month, whereby US and China said that they will resume talks, and US did not impose additional tariffs on China. But we must also recall that, and our base case is for tensions not to really escalate from here as well, but we must recall that last year at the G20 meeting, December 2018, there was some truce being agreed with, between US and China, and then market panic kind of subsided after that. But as soon as May, very quickly, suddenly everything escalated again with more punitive measures and even countermeasures being introduced by both US and China. So that's still a key risk that we are looking out for going down the road. In terms of Q3 GDP itself, we think that Singapore may still be able to avoid a slight technical recession in that sense, if you define it as two negative quarters of Q-on-Q growth. I mean, this negative 3.4% is a huge negative number, which means that the base effect for Q3's growth is also going to be slightly better in that sense. You slightly avoid it. Yeah.
Right, Jonathan, what does this mean for the Singapore dollar? We've been seeing this Sing dollar pick up over the past month against the US dollar. With this disappointing data, where does this put Singapore dollar for the rest of the year?
So we ourselves have been pretty much bearish the Sing dollar since the start of the year. We continue to expect the Sing dollar to actually weaken against the basket of currencies, given weak external demand, softening inflationary pressures, as well as a risk of a dovish surprise by the MAS in October. And also currently, Sing near is still slightly elevated. I mean, it has come off after today's weak print from 1.3% above the mid-band to now it's around 1.1% above the mid-band. But we think that going into the MAS meeting in October, market may expect some easing and therefore they may start shorting the Sing dollar against the basket of currencies as well. So we ourselves are forecasting 138 against the dollar by year end.
All right, Jonathan, just to wrap things up, when you talk to the clients, people on the ground, are you getting a sense that they are getting more worried? Do you have any advice for them for the rest of the year in light of the latest numbers that we're getting today?
In terms of speaking to clients, I think clients are pretty much skeptical as to how much can really be done on the US trade war, US-China trade war front. So I think that's still a risk that is on a lot of their minds. So that is ultimately not good for investment sentiment. I mean, if let's say you are a business, you want to make investment decisions, with this trade war uncertainty on the backdrop, it may be hard for you to really pursue your investments in that sense. So I think this year, the industries that's probably going to be more supportive is likely going to be the modern services, which is your info communication sectors.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Jonathan. We've been speaking with Jonathan Cole, Asia economist at Standard Chartered, helping us to break down the second quarter numbers out this morning. Jonathan, have a great weekend in advance.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Ryan. You too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.